The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
Wait, fuck.
There you go.
Shit. Cock. Fuck. Shit.
Oh, shit. Ass.
What early?
I got miscounted in. Shit. Welcome to Geek Life HQ.
I was counting in Greek.
He was counting in Turkish. I forgot. We haven't talked about Turkey in a while.
V, I, V, I. You know,
it's been a long time since we have been the number one show in Turkey.
Rise and shine, my sinners. When Father Evil starts his day, he gets a little deadly. Deadly Grounds coffee has the richest, smoothest flavor you'll find anywhere. It's sinfully delicious. Once you go deadly, you never go back. Order yours at GetDeadly.com. Coffee's so good, it's scary.
I wonder if we still have a following in Turkey.
Stay in there on the demos.
I could check. Let me see.
Yeah.
You want me to? I check. I could give you a good
idea. We'll talk about it in another show because I was telling Justin before Matt came because, you know, he so rudely was just like, hey. I'm gonna ignore these fuck faces and go do what I want to do.
I said after 9:30.
Yeah, and we called you after 9:30.
Hungary, Germany. Wow, 2% in Germany. Wow.
Ireland, Canada, Sweden, the breakfast.
Egypt. Wow, 1% is in Egypt. Wow.
Oh, okay.
Russia, Saudi Arabia, India, Netherlands.
It's probably because we always talk about fucking goats, dude.
I mean,
number one goat fuckers.
Kuwait, Sudan. So Singapore.
Yeah, we're getting some international, some life out there. What's that, Blue Chew?
No.
It's a heart pill?
What was that?
An anti-boner pill.
Oh, did you get those for me?
You're like that episode of Community where Pierce, Chevy Chase's character, he switches his heart pills and the guy's ecstasy pills. And he's like, what did you do? My heart's been racing so fast. He's like, what'd you give me? My heart's never beat slower.
Jesus. Oh, Justin, I hate to tell you, I don't see Turkey on here anyway, but we do have the Republic of Moldova.
Nice.
Shout out to everyone in Oman, Indonesia, Belgium, Malaysia, Lebanon, and the Republic of Moldova.
Awesome.
Do you like gold trains? Do you like turtles?
You weren't here for the pre-show. I was actually doing some pre-show notes. I was actually doing my job this week.
Yeah, dude.
And I got a little game I want to play. And so it involves conspiracy theories.
Okay.
I'm going to call it, I'm stealing it from another show. I won't name the show, but it's called Commissioner of Truth. And I liked it. I want to play this with you guys because I just like the fucking idea. And it's great because I love conspiracy theories. So the point is, I'm going to give you two different conspiracy theories. And you can only reveal one of them. You can only reveal the truth of one of them to the American public. Which one do you pick?
Oh, okay.
You got to tell me why.
Conspiracy.
Okay, so your first job, you got promoted. You used to just be the generalist of truth. Now you're the commissioner of truth. You get to pick which one's going out to the American public this week. And your choice on the table right now is you get to either release who killed Jeffrey Epstein or who killed JFK.
Oh shit!
Which one do you pick for release to the American public?
My first thought is, if you release who killed Jeffrey Epstein now, it could turn the tide for, you know, Republicans versus Democrats. It could turn the tide depending on who killed them in favor of either party. So you're not going to release that now. you're going to take JFK and you're going to release who killed him, and you're going to rally all America as one with that info.
See, but do you really? Because are people going to care that much?
I agree with Matt.
I think it's far enough away. I think people want to know. And I think if you could fucking throw somebody in jail for it and give people little miniature American flags, dude, I think it's going to be a good win.
But what if it comes out that the government did it?
The government did do it, bro. Like, it's...
think about it this way. Those
so either way, I think the truth reveals that the government killed somebody. It's just who did they kill?
So but not, what did that happen?
The 60s? They're not the same people in charge, though. Like, what, 1963, 64?
It's 70 years ago, dude.
But see, do you get any justice from it? Because everybody's dead now, pretty much, that involved in that.
Well, you could use it as a rallying cry, to clean. We got to clean house. This can never happen again.
But wouldn't releasing who went to Jeffrey Epstein's island do the same?
I think that has more likely to get somebody killed than the old one. So it's like, you know, I would play it more conservative with that and not do the Epstein one, just because, you know, like, what if then you put yourself on their radar?
You're the commissioner of truth. No one can touch you except for people that kill you, because the last commissioner got killed.
That's what JFK got promoted.
I think I would go Epstein. I think I gotta tell the world who was on that island. I gotta tell the world Tom Hanks was there.
Well, the list is already out there. You already know who went on the island, dude. The list is fucking out there.
This makes it ironclad. No one can say it's a conspiracy theory, because
is Jared
the commissioner,
Jared from Subway, on there?
He probably is. I'm sure he is.
A lot of people, you're gonna read that list and be, huh?
I'm surprised. Wow, no Hootie, but yes, Blowfish. You know, it's like, wow, Dunn and Brooks. Wow,
fucking Papa John.
Okay. Nobody is surprised by that.
Eli Manning, but not Peyton Manning.
Actually, it's the ghost of Archie Manning. What? It's like, he's not even dead.
Wilford Brimley.
Like, hey, he was technically alive.
Type 2 diabetes.
Who would shock you the most if they were on this list?
Who would shock me the most if they were on that list? Oh, God.
I have an answer. It's Pauly Shore, buddy.
No, it wouldn't shock me. It's like, that dude kind of looks like he likes to fuck kids, dude.
Not only that, dude, Pauly Shore's family's connected, dude.
No offense, dude. Like, it wouldn't shock me if it came out.
He's like, kids. Oh, no offense taken, bro. I'm going to be getting some crusty grinded.
No, you want to know who would shock me? Oprah.
No, it wouldn't shock me. People with money, like weird shit, fetish shit.
So you wouldn't shock me that Stedman went.
I heard he's a robot.
I mean, dude, honestly, God, dude, it wouldn't shock me. It's just like, fucking string him up, dude. You know, like, you don't fuck with kids.
What if the list came out and it actually turned out nobody went?
No, that'd be interesting, too, wouldn't it?
They're like, it's all a made-up story. It never happened.
I hope so.
They're like, nobody would believe that, though.
They're like, we gave him a pedophile story. All he actually did was he was our tax accountant and hid all our money.
Ooh, and they couldn't get him on a skyhook. So
I'm just saying, you know, they make up these stories to discredit him, but he actually was like, yeah, he had all our juice because he handled all our money.
Well, basically he handled all the money, and then he was going to turn on him, and he's like pedophile, and they fucking planted that shit.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's what I'm saying. Maybe the story's fabricated. There is no island.
But they got rid of what's her face, the woman that was working with him. She's in jail for like 100 years now.
Yeah, but what if she was just the secretary that had the records?
I think she ran a sex cult, dude.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I mean, you weren't there. The stories could be made up.
You're damn straight I wasn't there, and I'm proud of it.
Have you ever watched, like, all the JFK conspiracy theory shit, dude? Like,
I've seen some of it, yeah.
I mean, I went down the rabbit hole. I watched, like, 8 or 9 little miniseries, little movies or whatever, and it's, like, it's all kinds of shit. The one that stands out the most for me is, like, he got shot, and he probably would have lived, but then the Secret Service behind him shot him with the fucking gun, So that's why you got two fucking bam, bam, dude. That's why you get the two.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, it was an accident that like they are his own guy shot him. Yeah. He was running with a gun.
Did you ever watch that series with James Franco about the time travel?
Yeah.
I actually liked that show. That was good about the JFK assassination. Yeah.
No, I didn't watch that at all. What is that?
Oh, that was probably like 5-6 years ago that came out. I think it was called 1964, wasn't it, or something like that? Well,
seeing as how you said James Franco, it only could have been, you know, pre-COVID.
Yeah,
you
know, it was last year.
Was Danny Masterson in it?
No.
All right.
Produced by Harvey Weinstein. <It's> like, wow, who else? An old man fashioning a canoe?
That's what happens when you get to reveal the truth to Epstein. You're like, who else was there?
Yeah, we're that guy was there. About, like, for James Franco, and I'm like, man, he hasn't done anything since the Disaster Artist, really.
Yeah, because he got canceled.
Why did he get canceled?
Because he was sexual predating on the girls in his college classes.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's funny too because he didn't deny it, and he didn't exactly embrace it. Like what he said is, you know, if the truth comes out and any of the parties, if they think that they'll be hurt by this, then they can try to seek appropriate recompense or something like that. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell is that?
You know? Yeah. I mean, dude, like, everybody who gets famous, everybody who has money, fucking flaunts it and uses it to have sex.
You mean like Horatio Sanz?
All of them do.
You mean, you what? No, that's crazy talk. All right. Well, anyway, let's move on. Okay. So your next conspiracies you got to go over.
Oh, okay, cool.
So we got two more here I want to bring up tonight.
All right.
They're hard-hitting ones. So your next ones that you got to choose between, do you reveal the Roswell crash, the truth behind it, or was the moon landing fake?
I'm on an equal ground, man. Either of them. It's so fucking far. Both of them are so far away. It doesn't matter.
Well, I think it does matter because the Roswell crash, if you get the truth out, it could be proof that aliens exist.
I would go with that one. Just because I think that would be like, then people would be more interested in, oh, what do we do from here? Like, do we go into space, SpaceX, you know, like all that kind of stuff. I would go with Roswell for sure.
If the moon landing was fake, we faked it to beat Russia.
Yeah, exactly.
We really went. But it's just like we went like 10 years later.
Yeah.
It's so funny too because there's such a joke. Like when you look at some of the stuff, it's like, oh, we have all the missiles. We're going to destroy you. And it's like you find out they were made of wood. You know, you're like, what? And it's like, there's like an old man and like a donkey or something like that pulling it, you know, but it's, they're just great at the propaganda machine, man.
Or Russia's like, we faked our moon landing too.
Is it cake? No, it's not missile. It's cake.
We missed them.
See, I think I would go Roswell crash.
Yeah, I'd want to know what that, but I, you know, honestly, that's like, I want there to be aliens, but this is no fucking way, dude. You know, this is no way.
What do you mean there's no way?
There's no way.
How could there has to be some other life out there. We can't be the only things in the universe. Like,
that we would experience it, and they would, it's just that this is no way, dude. I mean, if there was really aliens, we'd see them.
How do you know you don't see them? What if one of your commissioner weeks, you get to find out if there's reptilian people, actually?
Well, it's probably because they make us drink fucking fluoride. It wipes your fucking brain.
What if it's like Men in Black? They just hide in plain sight. Yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, now that you go to the post office every day, you don't walk in and be like, boom, ba-tap, boom, ba-tap,
boom, ba-tap, boom, ba-tap. Yeah. Good. Oh, she's Balchinian, dude.
Yeah, dude. Like, what if it's just Men in Black, dude? And, like, anytime you do see something, they just fucking, like, flash you and you forget.
They release those movies just to, like, hey, we're going to say it so people won't fucking believe it.
Yeah.
Hey, that's, dude, that's literally the truth. Yeah. They're like,
I don't understand, though. Like, there's got to be something going on where it's, like, you feel after 100 years or something like that from this Roswell crash that it's, like, people can't handle it even now.
If there really was aliens, if that really altered our technology for like flying and like
George Bush would have told us,
you know, not the building, but like the what's the aircraft that's stealth, the bomber, like
stealth bomber.
Yeah, like
what's the stealth and it's a bomber? Which was the name of that thing?
Like the stealth.
Oh, the Blue Angels. That's
good. You know, a plane.
But like, yeah, it's a plane, it's a stealth, and it's a bomber. I forget the name of that shit.
I just want to point out, Justin is on fire tonight.
You must have.
I'm trying to match your energy, sir. It's like, okay.
Just trying to bring up the mood.
Punch it up. It's like a
they call me Jojo the Indian boy.
He's gonna be spraying us with all kinds of goo.
But yeah, no, I'm going Roswell, man. I'm going Roswell.
Yeah,
I don't give. I don't think people really give a fuck about the.
Matt's been there. He thinks it's old news.
Yeah, dude, I've been there. I've been to Roswell. I've been to Area 51. I've been to the black mailbox. I've been to all of it.
The literal black mailbox.
Yeah, like the little alien. All that shit, dude. It's.
Yeah, you got that beer from there, right?
Yeah.
I peed like a mile from the fucking Area 51 gate. Dude, I took a piss. I'm like, what's up, motherfuckers? I'm pissing.
Matt showed up to the Area 51 raid where no one showed up.
Yeah. I think they still had some people show up there, right?
Yeah, they did.
Like 30 people.
I showed up about a month
ago. It was 30 YouTubers trying to catch a big crowd.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Like weirdly, Joe Exotic was there.
What if Joe Exotic's an alien?
Yeah, that doesn't shock me either. He was definitely on the island.
My UFO crashed in New Mexico, and actually I bought tigers.
Heard he's got a new husband, too.
Who knows?
Not a new one. Just like...
Yeah, no,
not like, a new one.
That kid
he doesn't have that new husband smell.
Yeah, that kid that he married, like Dylan or something like that, I think left him. They're like, oh, what a shock. You live the rest of your life in prison.
You know you're 19-year-old husband. You know you're a creep when you're an old man and someone says that kid you married.
Yeah, I was trying to lay it on thick too. So it's like
that's how you know you're a fucking creep.
Fucking Joe Exotic didn't do anything, man. Fuck it. Like no. Let him out, man. Fuck that shit. Like
they were gonna nail him for all kinds of stuff, no matter what. So it's like the stuff that they tacked onto it. It's like he definitely. Tried to, you know, get somebody killed, and it's like I don't even know why he did that. Like, why did he care after a while? You know,
I don't know. Maybe that's another week of Commissioner of Truth.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe that's next week's Commissioner of Truth. All right,
do we're gonna expose that Carol Baskin really did kill her husband, or you know that.
Yeah. Hey, you never know what's going to come across the desk.
Yeah.
So the third one this week that I came up with is either you get to reveal the truth behind chemtrails. Do they exist? Do they not exist? What do they do? Or you got to reveal COVID. Did it exist? Where did origins of it? Where did it come from?
Oh, wow. I
would everything related to all that.
For sure, chemtrails. Absolutely.
You're not going to reveal all the truth behind COVID?
No, I'd rather go with that one, which is like that's years, years and years. Like that's like pre-2020. So all of that stuff. So yeah, that's like years and years of shit. So absolutely. Yeah.
I think if you reveal COVID, the truth behind it, and whatever you reveal, you're going to shatter people's lives, dude. How much they're behind, like getting vaccinated. And the masking and all this, people are so fucking behind that. If you say, yeah, we just made all that shit up, you're an idiot.
I'd like to point out that as we discuss this, my wife has COVID upstairs.
Well, I'm not saying it's
poor thing.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it's not bad.
Yeah,
is it as bad as how they made it sound? You know, because I've had COVID fucking like three times, dude, and like
it can be. You know,
it's bad. I had it bad, but it wasn't any.
And what if you had to reveal, like, yeah, the government put it out there?
Which government, though? Like, is it the Chinese
government? What if it was joint? What if they were just trying to kill off everybody?
Oh, I don't know. You know, that's what if it was that doesn't seem like something you'd ever want to reveal, actually.
Like, what if it was like XXX and like He had to stop the
Xander Cage.
Yeah.
Wow. It's getting deep again. You know, it's like a State of the Union shit with Ice Cube maybe helping him out.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, you gotta fucking.
For this shit.
Okay. You gotta stop. You gotta stop that disease from hitting the world.
I kind of confuse Triple X with Formula 51 sometimes. You know that movie with Samuel Jackson.
Yeah. And the kilt. Yeah.
I kind of confuse those two.
And the dude from what was that? The Full Monty.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's in that too.
Yeah, he's in that too. Yeah, yeah.
Robert Carlyle, is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Irish guy who was like, "I'm gonna stab you." Was he the guy in James Bond, The World Is Not Enough?
I don't think he was.
Okay, so it's not Robert Carlyle then. So.
Or maybe it was. I don't remember. I'm not a huge 007 fan. I don't watch most of them.
I feel like I've outgrown it. Like, I used to really be into it, and I'm like, oh, this is cool. And then it's like, after seeing, like, Daniel Craig and all that, I'm like, I like this. I don't like what I saw before.
I like the ones with Sean Connery.
I used to like those, and now just the other ones are just so much better.
I'm a Daniel Craig man. He is.
There's no comparison, you know. Even Pierce Brosnan and all that. It's like, all right, you got some, you know, good looking chicks in here and stuff like that. But it's like, I do not for a second believe that you would survive this. You know,
could Daniel Craig be the Commissioner of Truths?
Yes, sure. I mean, what else he do? He's doing what, Glass Onion and shit like that, and
yeah,
Knives Out mysteries. It's like, well, we're going to talk about today two conspiracy theories, which I think one of which is true. Like,
no, okay. he was part of the greatest reverse accent movies of all time, Tomb Raider, where they gave all the Americans a British accent and the one British guy in the movie an American accent.
And the actress a British accent. So
that's what I'm saying. Everybody who was actually American in that movie, British accent. The one British guy, American.
I probably fucking say this every time we talk about Tomb Raider, but I played that video game and I hacked it to where like it would make her fucking top like flesh color.
Oh, and no kidding. It
looked like big titties is bouncing around.
Huh. And she's like jumping off walls and stuff.
So. Yeah, and it's just like
I don't have any problems with that. Cool. like whatever.
You know? Justin's like, I'll allow it.
I think I had that GameCube game. I like rented it. It was like BMX XXX. You remember that one?
No, I don't remember.
You could do the same thing with that. And I'm like, wow, look at it's someone who's like it's not Dave Mira, it's some girl, you know, and she's topless. I'm like, this is weird. So it's all like polygonal and stuff. It's odd.
Funny, dude.
I don't know how funny it is. Dave Mira killed himself.
Did he really?
Yeah.
On a bike or something, or
no, dude, he fucking shot himself.
He ate it.
Oh,
bold.
That's horrible.
Concussion, dude.
Yeah, dude, he like locked himself in a truck and shot himself.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you fucking asshole.
I don't live in that world, man. Showdown, you know, dude.
Yeah,
damn. I don't know. I remember some of those guys from way back. Like I used to go hang out with my friends and they're like, oh yeah, we're watching this, and it would be like the precursor to YouTube would be like those DVDs that you get at the bike or skate shop where it's like just people like doing like tricks and shit like that on a DVD for like 3 hours.
Oh, yeah, dude. Back before we had YouTube, we fucking watched Jackass on MTV at night.
Yep.
And then before that, we watched all the videos. Yeah. What were they called before Jackass? Shit. I don't remember. DKY or whatever.
Oh,
DKY. That was about the same time.
But those were skate videos, right? DKY.
CKY was not, man. It was CKY, like it was Bam, basically like Jackass with music and then a little bit of skating.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. Sorry to hear about Dave Mira. I guess I'm a little late on that one.
But yeah, let's fucking bring the mood back up. Like shit.
Yeah, really. It's like, hey, did you want to tell me Raquel Welch died too? You know, it's like
she did.
What? Oh, what a day.
Next thing you know, you're going to tell me John Candy's dead.
No! Not Uncle Buck!
All right, well, that wraps Commissioner of Truth for the week. Well,
That's cool. That's an interesting game to play there.
Yeah. So, next I wanted to move into movie trailers, because there's been a fucking lot of movie trailers this week.
I've watched none of them.
Yeah, well, dude, come on. You had to watch John Wick.
I watched John Wick, yeah.
We each watched it about three times before you popped on, so.
Yeah.
I definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, dude, it seems like they're just playing up all the strengths of what those movies do best, and it's going to be good.
I figured Justin was losing his mind when he saw the dog attack.
Dude, I fucking love those dogs in those movies. I'm like, yeah, fucking bite him.
I like the car stuff, and I hope we get to see some really cool car stunts. And I think Donnie Yen's in it.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah. And then you got the big Russian.
I really want to see him kill somebody with a pencil, dude.
And then you got the big Russian guy that's like, the Baba Yaga.
What about the guy he killed with the book in the library? He was pretty huge.
Well, he did kill somebody with a pencil in the second one.
Did he? Does he?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He fucking puts it on the bar and then the guy's head.
I have to rewatch them, man. They all kind of blend.
Yeah. I like
in the second, in the second one, right before he fights Common, he kills a dude with a pencil.
What if they bring Common back? Do you think that would make sense?
I thought he killed Common on the train.
No,
we don't know if he died.
No, because he basically stabs him and he's like, you can fucking let me go or die pulling this out. So
So yeah, he could have lived.
Yep.
But that's so awesome. They're walking to the mall and they're just like shooting like.
That was the coolest. That was like such the coolest scene. Between that and then they're fighting and they jump out through the window and stuff. And I'm like, that I love 2. 2 is so cool.
Yeah.
All that stuff in like those little catacombs where he's going and he like deposits a shotgun and then he takes off and goes to get the lady. You know, I thought that was such a cool movie. Dude, I don't even have to have a good plot. It's like, I'm just looking at it.
That's like the beginning of the third one, dude. Like it just fucking jumps out and grabs you to the rest of the, like, I'll be honest, halfway through the rest of this third one, you're kind of like, eh, this movie's kind of lame now.
Yeah. I'm like, why are we in the desert? You know, it's like, all right.
Because like it starts out with a fucking, it's a full throttle when the movie first starts, and you're just like, and then it just kind of goes down.
Yeah, I like the villain, and I like Halle Berry in it, so I like those things about it.
Well, dude, that fight scene with the knives, dude, in that third one, fucking hell yeah.
Yeah, dude.
And like that antique mall, dude. And they're just like breaking the glass and fucking.
How freaking crazy is it when he's in? You know, the whole hotel and he's like talking to the guy and he's like, oh yeah, how many are out there? And he just like runs out and he keeps coming back for more guns and stuff. I'm like, I swear to God, this is like what Nerf Wars were like when we were kids. You know, it's just like he's the only one like taking it super seriously and they're like, well, oh, we can outdo him.
Hello, Jonathan.
You think the fucking Deadwood guy actually like betrayed him, or you think he saved his life by pushing him off?
I think it's both.
I think it's kind of a fake betrayal to save him.
He's not. Oh, you think so? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be like that. I think he liked
Jonathan.
Yeah. That's interesting. Just like Deadwood. Just now like he's going to have to pay the price.
Just like Deadwood. He seemed like an asshole. And at the end, he had heart of gold. He was just a pimp with a heart of gold.
Fucking Sweatergen. That's all he knows. 3 fucking words.
So, John Wick got me excited, but there was another movie trailer that I think got me more excited. We're talking
more
about
the excited. Flash. Oh, the Flash trailer. Yeah. The Flash trailer is exciting.
Dude, seeing Michael Keaton as Batman again, dude, it got me excited.
I am going to admit this to you and you're going to find this surprising, but I am more excited for John Wick 4. It has a lot less chance of being terrible.
Here's the thing. I know the Flash movie is not going to be good. And I'm not saying the Flash is getting me excited. Michael Keaton as Batman, Ben Affleck returning as Batman. Those two things get me excited. The Flash, I don't really like him, so.
Yeah, the costumes already look great. You
go fucking run off the screen and just leave the two Batmans on, and I'll be happy.
So what's going to happen is this movie is going to change everything for everything that's coming next, like Shazam and Aquaman, which are already like filmed and in the can. This movie changes everything. So Justin was asking me before, he's like, do you think we'll see that kid from the CW Flash? I'm like, we might, you know, it might be something where they completely replace and write out Ezra Miller. And that's why they're still releasing this thing after he's been such a piece of crap that probably would have gone to Epstein Island. So, you know, I, I agree with you. I think it's going to be amazing, like, to see him again, you know, just as Batman. And what's he, like, 72?
No, I don't even know. He's probably in his, like, 60s.
I don't think he's 70, man.
Let me look it up. I don't think Michael Keaton's 72, dude.
I know, what's his name, 74, Harrison Ford.
Well, that's fucking Harrison Ford, dude.
Harrison Ford.
But, oh, shit. Actually, Michael Keaton, he's actually 71. Shit.
Okay. So I was close. Yeah, because I figured he was older than my dad. So, you know.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. Dude, we were watching The Masked Singer last night, and Dick Van Dyke came out. Dude,
that motherfucker. Are you kidding me?
97 years old.
He was wow. Dead.
Dude, that's what Shanetta does. She looked right at me and she goes, I thought he was dead.
Wow.
That's what I was like. He's just a marionette. They got some strings up there and they're making him like sing and dance.
Was he dancing?
A little bit. But dude, I gotta say, for 97, dude, he was getting around.
Yeah, he was in the Mary Poppins movie.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, he was in like one of the first color. Like, it's weird to be like, I was in one of the first color picture shows.
Yeah, I mean, that's... and now the Beep Van Beep show.
Yeah, oh, fuck, dude, like that's just crazy. But yeah, so I'm excited for the Flash. I'm excited to see Michael Keaton as Batman.
What do you think, Matt?
I didn't watch it.
No. That's,
and then
I mean that's my favorite Batman. You know, Michael Keaton is my favorite Batman. Those two movies, Batman and Batman Returns, you can't get much better than that, man. Like this the like fuck, dude. They're so good.
Well, dude, that's why I just love the trailer when they zoom in on Michael Keaton's face and he's like, I'm Batman. He just says it the way he does, and you're like, fuck yes.
That's the one thing. It's like the Marvel movies are just never going to get. It's like because we want that character so desperately.
You don't get like the Christian Bale like I'm Batman. You know, he just does that Michael Keaton like I'm Batman.
Fuck yes.
But yeah, so I'm excited for that. And then another trailer we got was Indiana Jones. I'll be honest, I'm not. I'll watch it. I'm
totally going to see that.
I'm going to watch it. I'm not going to not watch it, but am I excited for it? I don't know.
You and I will probably go see that one together.
Probably. But I'm just like, am I excited for it?
I'm tired, kid. I'm tired.
Like he needs to be like Danny Glover and just be like, I'm getting too old for this shit.
Danny Glover is actually too old for this shit. I don't know if you knew that.
Well, I can't wait because they said they're going to come out with another Lethal Weapon movie. I'm like, what's Danny Glover going to be like in a wheelchair? Like, I really am too old for this shit.
I think he's going to be a picture on the wall and someone's going to look at him and just be like.
Well, to be honest, in 5, they could bring back Chris Rock, you know, because then they could just be like, he's in a nursing home or something.
Well, he did so well in Spiral.
True.
You know, it's funny. He's not the reason that movie was bad.
No. I'll be honest. Like
Chris Rock, he's the producer. Yes, he is the reason that was bad.
He is the reason. And I think he helped write it, didn't he?
Okay. I retract that statement.
His acting wasn't horrible for a suspense movie, considering he's a comic.
Yeah, I have zero problems with his acting. It was the story in like the just contrived nature of the plot.
Matt's getting all glam on us, getting a fucking light ring going.
Yep.
Matt's fucking filming TikTok videos. That's why he really couldn't make it on time tonight. He was like, sorry, guys. Shannon had to film me dancing at Target.
Yeah.
Dancing. God, what kind of dance would you do?
I had to rap battle a homeless dude for a fucking for a parking space, dude.
I know. Sorry you lost, man. I didn't know that was Drake.
That's Matt's TikTok handle is Harry Dancer.
I think my TikTok handle is this my same as my Instagram handle, to be honest.
It's Hookerswood _ Harry Beck.
No, _ 6'9".
Hookerswood _ _#scissor. That's Max Candle.
$20 equals $20.
Yeah. 20 is 20.
Oh man.
I can't wait to see your latest dance video.
any chance have you guys been watching, and I already know the answer to this because I already asked Justin, but any chance you guys have been watching The Last of Us?
What was that?
Well, dude, you're jumping ahead now. I was gonna bring up like two more trailers, but fine, fucking just jump ahead.
Oh, okay. All right.
We're not talking about Fast and the Furious.
I absolutely did not watch that trailer.
We're getting Fast and the Furious like 112 with Jason Momoa this time.
Yeah.
See, he brings some life into it, I think, man. Because he's like, I like looking at him, dude. No homo. That's a good
one. Matt's like, I watch Aquaman, not for the story.
It's a handsome gentleman.
I like it when Jason Momoa takes his shirt off and he gets all wet.
I'd be like, you know, like when he's at the bar and then moving in, like they just want to take a selfie with him and he thinks he wants to fight him, but they're like, hey, can you get a selfie? That would be me, dude.
I'll be honest with you, I really like that movie a lot. I don't like the Black Manta parts. Every other part I love.
Yeah.
You know.
Even when Amber Heard shit the bed?
Yeah.
Or her dog stepped on a bee?
I happen to think that she's absolutely gorgeous. So, you know, whatever.
She looks good with the red hair. With the regular hair, I don't know.
I don't get involved with her personal relationship with Johnny Depp because you want to tell me Johnny Depp isn't weird? You can't. You know, it's like, I'm sure he's weird.
But Johnny Depp doesn't shit the bed.
No, but you want to tell me they have a healthy relationship in which neither of them were abusive to each other? Oh, I don't believe it. That's a conspiracy theory. That'll be next week. So it's like, yeah, you got in trouble. You got in trouble. You're both terrible. Don't be together. You know, now just go find acting jobs. You know?
Oh, she sucks, dude. So she won't.
I said she looked good. I didn't say she was a great actress. So,
all right, and then the last trailer I talk about is Tetris.
Yeah, I thought that was fake, man.
That actually looks like a good movie.
It's got like elements of the Pez Outlaw in it, I think.
It definitely does because he has to go to Russia. I didn't know Tetris was made in Russia. That was crazy.
Yeah,
go watch Video Game Historian. Watch the Tetris episode. It's about 7 hours long. It goes in depth on how Tetris almost wasn't.
Yeah.
It's fucking great, man. I love Tetris. I'll play the fuck out of Tetris, dude. I'll play the Tetris for like 7 hours, dude. And I'll fucking get on level like 8, 9, 10.
You play Tetris 2 with the bombs and all that?
Yeah.
That was
a good one. Actually, yeah, I watched the trailer. I was like, this actually looks like good. It looks like a good movie.
It looks good.
That's what kind of reminds me of like Atomic Blonde a little bit. You know, I'm like, this is crazy. I mean, where's Charlize Theron? You know,
she's in Fast and the Furious.
Yes, she is. That's right. I was silly to ask that. You know, like
along with every other actor that they can fucking jam into that movie.
Instead of us dropping a car from space, this time we're going to make the entire Earth drive a car. Okay, it's like.
Hey. Nah, dude, I just like watching the trailer because you're like, what fucking actor isn't in this movie?
It's kind of like
The Rock.
The Expendables.
It's like what?
The Expendables.
Pretty much.
You're like,
now they got John
action act stars, put them in.
Because they basically just replaced The Rock with John Cena now.
We should definitely get another Expendables movie. You know? Maybe like Sylvester Stallone could like just not be like the head guy in it, or he could just be like the guy in a chair or something.
He has to be the head guy. You know he's not going to let that go.
Yeah, but I feel like there's still room where it's like there's so much more they could do. And I mean, I would watch a movie just about Antonio Banderas and friggin' Wesley Snipes, like just those two doing shit. I'm like, I want this.
Dude, I loved all the Expendable movies. They're stupid as hell, but I loved them all.
Oh, they're great, you know, and they're not mean-spirited, you know, at all.
That's because, dude, they just took everything from the 80s and they were like, let's just jam it into a movie. And you're like, okay, I like it.
You're like, we got Chuck Norris.
But you want to know what makes a great movie nowadays? A movie that's not preachy. It just there to entertain you. If it just entertains you, then you're like, this is a fucking good movie.
I'll settle for original content that's not a reboot or remake.
Well, that's what I'm just saying. Something entertaining. I don't give a fuck, because even if it's a reboot or anything, if it's done right and it's entertaining, entertaining.
What was the last movie that you can think of that was something fresh that wasn't preachy that like jumped out at you?
Something fresh that wasn't preachy.
I'd say maybe Knives Out for me.
Knives Out was good. The Glass Onion.
I didn't even see that one.
Top Gun.
Top Gun. I mean, yeah, Top Gun's the one where Steven Spielberg says to Tom Cruise, "You saved our ass in Hollywood." Yeah, because they never would have made movies again, Steven.
Yeah, but Top Gun.
Guardians of the Galaxy, I'd say. Like, going back a little bit further.
Yeah, maybe Prey. Prey wasn't preachy.
You're really working that Prey angle. I like it.
Dude, I loved Prey last year. I think it was the best movie last year.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the Yellowstone, the one, what's it,
1923?
So, like, that, like, it's like, no, or I'm going to give away spoilers.
It's okay. Like, it's 100% okay if you do.
So, like, the woman is in charge. She fucking gets shit done. She fucking invents that fucking, like, that they're going to have badges and lay the law down about cattle. It's all her idea. And it's like, in retrospect, like, looking at that, it's like, that probably feels very forced and very feminist, you know? But, like, you watch it, and, like, it doesn't feel forced. It's like, okay.
Because of the actress that they have, she's like believable. It.
This is good. This lays the groundwork. Okay, I see now. This is cool without forcing that lead fucking female, dude. You know, like,
well, dude, that's like Prey. Like, Prey's the same thing. It's, you know, showing you that women can be, you know, strong and fight and all that stuff, but it doesn't preach it at you. It shows it. It just demonstrates it.
The cool thing about that too is they never had a problem with her that she was a woman. They had a problem with her that it's like she would listen to them and she would go off and do her own shit. And they're like, it's not that just that you're a woman, it's that you're not ready and you don't listen and you know, you go off and do your own stuff and you know, like you don't do what's good for the tribe. That's the problems that they had with her.
She goes off and takes shits?
Yeah. All the time.
Okay.
That's why they call her one who wipes with pine cone.
Maybe I'll watch it.
I like that. Okay. Yeah, he's got his heat vision on, and he can see that there's just like this patch of leaves and pine needles sticking out of her butt.
He just fucking walks through the forest, and the pine cone's all red. He picks it up and like drops it, and his hand's still all red, and he's like,
"Oh. Oh, I don't like where you're going. Ew."
Have you seen that meme where it's like the dude rubbing like the Ben Gay in his back and it's all red? And it's like, that's what the predator sees when he fucking chases me for fucking 30 after 30 seconds.
Yep.
So my joints fucking lighten up.
Oh, man.
That's definitely what he sees when he looks at me. Then he sees my fucking gout toe and he's like, oh, shit.
Oh man, it's got like a weird bend in it or something.
That motherfucker is just hot to the touch, dude. Hot to the touch. You could roast some marshmallow on that bitch, dude. It's
got a dark knuckle line, you know.
Shit, the shit breaks his fucking infrared because it's just so hot. Yeah. Just malfunctions.
It actually looks like a bone. Yes. Scout toe. Oh man, that was a good one.
That'd be my Indian name, one with gout toe.
Yeah. So can we go back then about Last of Us? Anybody?
Yeah, we can go back to The Last of Us now, dick.
Hey, I'll take my medicine. Matt, are you watching this at all?
What is it?
The Last of Us with Pedro Pascal?
No,
you would like it. It's very Walking Dead.
It's so Walking Dead. Yes,
and I like it. A lot of people's like it's a slow burn. Some of the stories are real long. I like it, especially it's starting to get good. And I understand it's a slow burn. They got to tell the story. They got to build it up.
Yeah. I watched a couple of the scene comparisons with the video game, and I liked that they stayed true to some of like the cutscenes. Oh, it's kind of cool.
That's one of those things. It's kind of like a double-edged sword for me because I played through the video game. So I'm like, all right, I kind of know what's going to happen, and now I'm watching it happen exactly the same way I've already watched it happen. Yeah. I'm not super interested in it.
Like when you watched the animated Lion King and then you watched the live version of the live action Lion King, and you're like, it's fucking frame for frame the same.
I will never watch the live action Lion King. It's not happening.
And then you go to the musical, The Lion King.
Yeah, I do that. That's totally different. They have new songs and shit, so I do that. But my whole family's into it. Like, we all watch it together and stuff like that. And it's like, with the exception of episode 3, I really just think it's kind of it's just kind of like middle of the road. I'm like, all right, it's not really a phenomenon. You know, it's like people are obsessing. I'm like, is there really nothing else that good out right now?
There's not, but it's a good story. That's the thing.
It's okay. Yeah. Like, again, I played through it, so I know about it. Like, so I'm like, I'm good.
I've played some of the games, but I haven't really like played The Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
But the last episode, dude, where the dude had to fucking kill his kid and shit. That was like,
that was rough, man. That was rough. Yeah. It's got those moments, and like the acting is certainly good, and it's well casted, and you know, it's like, I'll stand by episode 3 as like, like they're not going to beat that. I don't think.
Well, episode 3 and then episode 4 went pretty good, dude. Like I said, dude, it was heart-wrenching to watch that dude fucking kill his kid, and then he fucking killed himself because he just couldn't handle it.
Yeah, and it was Rose from 2.5 Men is the bad guy.
Yeah. that one's a little weird, but it works.
It was so weird. Yeah, it definitely worked, but you know, I'm just saying, it's like, it's not that I don't like it. I don't want to give that impression. It's that it's not something that is really like amazing me. You
know? But yeah,
I feel like I'm like, okay, I'll watch it, but I'm going to forget it in 6 months.
Definitely episode 3, though, they were like, hey, Ron Swanson, you're going to play Ron Swanson, but gay.
He crushed it, dude.
He did. He really did.
I've never, like when you see him and you know him from other things and in his acting, and then you see him there and you're like, holy crap, man, this guy, like, where did this come from? Like the talent and stuff that he has, like, that was crazy.
I just liked all the booby traps he set.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, another reason that you'll like it, Matt.
It's about titties.
No. It's booby traps.
Not boobies.
Boobo. That's what I said. Booby trap.
It's not Pootie Tang.
Wow, you went in a completely different. At least I picked a better movie. I mean, Pootie Tang?
What a tie.
Didn't a white guy write Pootie Tang?
Probably.
Didn't Nick Kroll write it? Let's put that on the Commission of Truth. Nick Kroll wrote that movie.
Nick Kroll is Pootie Tang.
That's how it went.
Oh, God. No.
That's interesting.
Nicholas Kroll.
Nicholas Kroll.
Nicholas Kroll.
Dude, I liked him in the league, but the only thing I ever think of with Nicholas Kroll is when he had his own show, and him and
the Nick Kroll show?
John Mulaney or whatever used to do the too much tuna.
Or he's like, we wake up, we smoke a cigarette, we do something, we listen to some music, we smoke another cigarette.
Yeah. The Nick Kroll show wasn't that bad, but
He does all the voices on Big Mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's good. He's good when he's like a voice like that. He's not good as a main.
No, definitely not good as a main.
I agree with that. And
he was so over the top. Like, he was good in the league because you didn't get, like, all those guys were like, that show worked because they were all like little hits.
Yeah. Know? Well, not only that, dude. And then you had what's his name that was like the complete over the top, Rafi or whatever.
Oh, that's my favorite guy, dude.
What about Jason Sudeikis in, was it The Great American Orgy?
That's a good movie. I mean, that's got what's his name? Fuck, the dude that looks like
Sock. Yeah. Yep.
That was from
Reaper.
Dalen Tucker versus Evil. That I'm always like,
yes,
Matt fucking Quinn.
I went to a concert on a, was it Sunday? Right? Yeah, on Sunday we went and saw Bayside, and like you know, I've seen them a handful of times. It's one of Shannon's favorite bands, but every time I go out now, in any public fucking place, someone comes up to me, and they're like, they're just looking at me like, and I'm like, fucking guy's looking at me. And he's just looking at me, and I'm like, "What's up, dude?" And he's like, "Nice hat." He's like, "Can I take a selfie with you?" And I'm like, "Okay."
You're wearing the white zombie hat. That's
what. No, man, I had a new hat on. It wasn't even about the hat. But he's like, "Oh yeah, I took a selfie with you because you look like somebody I work with." And I get that every place I go.
Welcome to my life.
Do you smuggle Pez? World.
Dude, I get that everywhere I go. Like, oh, dude, there's a bar in Palatine I went to. Literally every fucking person in that place was like, "You look like Steve. Do you know Steve?" I'm like, "I don't fucking know Steve."
Come on, you know, well, Steve.
You have an open tab here? Yeah.
Yeah, let's call him up.
It was a couple years ago. Yeah, I went in there and everyone's just like, "You look like Steve." I'm like, "Who the fuck is Steve?" Matt's even been with me one time. Remember we went to the bowling alley and that chick was like, "You left me."
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, "I don't even know you."
I left you 3 years ago or 2 months ago.
This girl's drunk at the bar screaming at me that I left her and stuff. I'm like, "I don't even know you."
Wait a second. Let's go back to this story. So some random strange woman acted like you left her someplace?
No, I think she meant like I broke up with her or something.
Ah, and you've never seen her in your life.
This was me and Matt back in the FedEx Kinko days. We just got off work and we're like, "Oh, we'll go to the bowling alley and like bowl a little or something after work."
Nice.
Yeah, we literally walk in 2 seconds. Lady at the end of the bar, "You left me. How dare you leave me?" And the bartender's even like, "You don't know him."
That was like before. Like we would do stuff before we drank.
Yeah, we had an activity before we ate.
Then you just cut out the middleman and just went straight to the
alcohol. That was before we were complete degenerates and stuff.
I'm like, I'm not going to this bar unless they have one of those trivia machines, you know, at the end of the.
Yeah.
They still have those? I don't even know.
I get that all the time, dude. I meet Shanetta's friends. One of her friends was like, "You look just like my brother."
Like, dude, that's weird. Like, this dude talked to me the whole time. And I was like, "I'm trying to watch a fucking, trying to listen to a concert, bro." Like, "Cool, man. You want a shot?" I'm like, "No, dude, I'm good. I don't
want to
drink."
Matt's like, "I want you to leave me alone."
You know, it's like, shit.
Matt's like, "Excuse me, I'd like to get by now."
Oh, dude.
If we ever go anywhere like in a big group, and next time we got to yell, "Hey, it's that guy," and just walk away and let people attack Matt.
That'd be shitty. We should do it. So what does Bayside play? Like, what kind of music?
Like emo pop.
They play music from the Bay.
Yeah.
But not the full on Bay, the side.
You think of like Yellow Card. Is it like that?
Yeah, it's kind of whiny, kind of like Yellow Card, but like,
okay.
Matt walked out of there saying he hates his parents.
No, I mean, it's just
they know what they did.
No, I don't need to go to a concert.
You're saying in the background, we don't need to go to a concert for that.
I'll straight up just wake up and be like, "Fuck, I hate my mom."
Matt walked out of there. They're like, "How was the show?" He's like, "I used to be happy."
It was good, dude. It's like, I honest to God, I haven't listened to a CD or any like music from them. I just know their songs from going with Shannon live to see them. And it's like, damn, dude, I know like 5 or 6 songs now, man. This is cool.
It's subliminal because Shannon plays it while you're sleeping. So that's just knocked into your brain.
That's like when I went to see the Goo Goo Dolls and I'm like, "This is going to suck." And they like absolutely rocked the house. And I'm like, "What the hell? Like, where did this energy come from?"
Dude, yeah.
I had no idea. I'm like, wow. And you think about it, it's like, from any song that's in the 90s and stuff like that, it's like I knew at least 3 or 4 of their tunes.
Well, of course, like, dude. They did that song in that Nick Cage Angel movie.
Yeah, exactly. City of Angels.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. I'm an angel. Dude, they brought the house down with that. And then the lights come on and it's like, I'm like, what the hell? Yeah. I'm like, this is crazy. Yeah.
I was an angel in a movie, and Goo Goo Doll plays a song.
Well, I saw Dennis Franz's ass in that movie.
I saw Meg Ryan pre-plastic surgery.
You see that Nick Cage thing I shared where he's like does like a like flip when he's like walking out and he's like throwing business cards and shit. Like I don't know what fucking talk show it was, but it was, he looked young as fuck.
Yeah, he did. He
comes out, he like rolls and like flipping like business cards and he's like doing karate chops and shit.
Well, like did you ever watch The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent yet?
Not yet, man.
Oh my god, you gotta watch that
because they're young Nick Cage is in it and he acts just like that.
Oh shit, nice.
Yeah,
because he's like. There's actually a scene, you know, because you haven't watched it, I'm going to ruin it for you, but where Nick Cage kisses Nick Cage, like young Nick Cage, and he's like, Nick Cage smooches good.
Yeah, dude. And it's like Raising Arizona Nick Cage.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Which I feel like is most people's favorite Nick Cage.
Dude, that scene was just great, though. He kisses himself, and he's just like, Nick Cage smooches good. Nick Cage is a good smoocher.
This guy fucks.
Do you like my shoes? Yeah, I like. They look really good on you. Yes. Like, you know, no. You should take my shoes. What?
Oh, yeah. You gotta watch that movie. It's great.
That movie needs to come out to theaters again.
Yeah. Speaking of bad movies, I watched You People.
Yeah. What is that about?
Yeah. Fucking. I had high hopes. It's Jonah Hill and Eddie Murphy.
Oh, it's that one. Yeah,
and Jonah Hill's gonna marry Eddie Murphy's daughter.
Eddie Murphy could not have been bad in this movie, though.
Dude, Eddie Murphy was terrible in this movie.
What?
It looked painful for him to be there.
To me, the parents looked awful. Like David Duchovny and Julia Louis-Dreyfus looked like that was gonna be the worst part.
David Duchovny is probably the best part of that movie.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, but. Dude, Eddie Murphy's like he has only like maybe two funny things in the whole movie. The rest of it just looks like he's there for a paycheck. Jonah Hill is not great. The cutscenes in the movie are terrible.
I want to say this as delicately as possible because Jonah Hill looks like us, and I don't want to see someone that looks like us on the screen. You know, and I'm like, this is what we get. Yeah, I'm like, come on, man.
Dude, there's only really one funny part with Jonah Hill, but the rest, yeah, I'm okay. There's like two, and they're not even like super funny, but there's some like, oh, that's kind of funny. But dude, I'm thinking Eddie Murphy movie. It's gonna be fucking hilarious. They're gonna do a lot of racial jokes, that kind of shit. No, it was a political woke movie and stupid.
It didn't really look great. Like, I like the actress that's in it, and I think it's hilarious how he's looking at the Uber thing, and she's like, that does look like me, and I'm like, see? It happens, you know? I'm like, yeah, people confuse me all the time.
Yeah, no, that movie sucked. I'll be honest. I was greatly disappointed in it.
So let's do Week in Geek, then. Let's go into that. Why don't you tell us what else you did for your Week in Geek?
Then I watched a movie called The Reading with Monique.
No way. I don't believe it. I don't believe that there's a movie out there with Monique in it.
It tries to like set it up.
Is Kirk Cameron in the movie?
No, but dude, this movie, it's like you gotta watch it just because how bad it is. Because like, okay,
where did you see this?
Shanetta found it, I think, on BET Plus or something like that. I don't know where she found it. Or no, it was on Amazon Prime. Actually,
I'm like, do I seem like I have BET Plus, Justin?
Dude, BET, like, plus what, dude?
I don't know. They sell that. They like, stick plus on anything.
They're I thought like BET was already, like, the plus of, like, that's the plus, dude, because you get BET.
I don't know, dude.
I can't even imagine, like what the programming is like. You know, like, I can't.
Well, it's all black, dude.
No, I get that, but I'm just saying it's, like what would be exclusive to that channel that I would watch? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it like BET Plus? You get and they add white back into it, or
no? It's definitely.
Is it just like a fucking BET and then darker version?
Possibly. I think it was on Amazon Prime though. Actually,
it's a channel. It's a channel that is run exclusively by children of Nick Cannon. That's the plus.
Oh.
You're just trying to digest that. Okay.
What that said.
Amazon Prime plus what?
Plus we ship your shit quick. It's like they have something.
Dude, you can put plus on anything. We can put Geek Life HQ plus.
That's getting? So funny.
That's all they do. They're like HBO.
Oh, you like Geek Life?
This is Geek Life supplies plus. Yeah. Plus what, dude? Like,
dude, you should make the Duo Cells plus.
What's the plus? I'm gonna send you something, and it's not broken.
It's the Duo Cell plus. It's my stuff plus a markup.
You're like, and if it's broken, you still get to keep it.
I think I already got the Duo Find plus. It's a B. It's the Duo Find minus.
So that's when Shannon's on, it's the plus. When you, just you, it's the minus.
Yeah,
I get it. I get it. What else did you watch, Justin?
But anyway, well, I'm just saying you got to watch The Reading with Monique. It's a terribly bad, like, they try to set it up as like a paranormal thriller, and you just got to watch it because it's just so stupid.
Wow,
like it's comically stupid. Like, there's a scene in the movie where these girls go into her, like, they go into a closet and they're like, oh, let's put these sweaters on. I'm sitting there the whole time like, what's the fucking point of these sweaters? And they never explain it. These girls, it's like almost.
Those are ghost sweaters.
Yeah. Like, it was just bad. Like, that's what I was saying.
Someone it's died in the sweater.
If you want a good, yeah. If you want a good laugh, like, watch it. There's some good kill scenes in there, but yeah, really? Go watch it. Yeah. Surprisingly. Like, she kills a dude with a hammer and it's pretty good.
Is it like a murder thing? What is it?
Well, okay, so basically, like, the premise of the movie is there's this girl who's kind of like, she's a psychic, and, you know, she does a reading for Monique. She's known for, like, she survived a murder of her whole family. Like, so they said intruders broke in and killed off her whole family, and she was the only surviving person and all this. And
that's not suspicious at all.
So, like, they hire the, you know, so they're trying to, cause she's trying to be famous. So they're like, oh, we'll hire this psychic lady to talk to her family. And it turns out, well, I mean, if I tell you the whole premise, then it's going to ruin it, but that's the setup.
Okay.
But yeah, it's worth a watch to laugh.
Yeah, maybe I'll look for that.
Just the way she runs around the house fucking makes me laugh.
I mean, we haven't really seen her in anything since Precious, right?
Yeah, no, but yeah, she does this football sidestep, like, in the camera, like she runs up in the screen. Like,
that sounds hilarious.
Like I said, it's a good watch just for that. And then I watched Duel,
the old movie Duel.
No, the new one with what's her, the redheaded chick from Jumanji.
What's her name? Jumanji. Oh, the new one, Karen Gillian.
Yeah, it's her, where she's got to fight herself, like a clone of herself.
Is that Wedding Crashers?
No, not Wedding Crashers. But that movie was horrible. Her acting is atrocious in that movie. She sounds like a robot.
Oh, you just reminded me of a movie I saw that had her in it. So
it was garbage. It was fucking, I couldn't even make it through it.
Is that a new release too?
I don't know if it's a new release. It was on Hulu, and I was like, oh, watch it.
Yeah, I think it's a new one.
It's got what's his name from fucking Breaking Bad in it. The guy who played Jesse.
Aaron
Paul, yeah.
Aaron?
Yeah, Aaron.
Was that on fucking Hulu Plus or?
Yeah, it was on Hulu Plus.
The extra plus is when it doesn't have commercials.
Is that one on CMT Plus?
Okay, so here's another one. What the hell kind of programming would be on that shit? And now the Waltons. I don't want to watch that.
It'd just be 24 hours of Jason Aldean.
God, is he still popular? I don't know. He looks like Luke Bryant. You
also get the 24-hour Toby Keith fucking Praising America. It's on a channel.
I don't feel like that's Toby Keith's jazz, but okay.
Toby Keith, too. He loves America, dude.
I love America.
He always always about drinking, eating like steaks and like holding a little flag and shit.
I like all of those things, but
and then you get Willie Nelson's Cooking with Weed channel.
He's not even country,
Yeah, like, he is. What the fuck are you talking about? Willie Nelson is totally
country. Willie Nelson's like folk music, dude. You know, it's like when you hear him, it's like, yeah, he's like, oh, the redhead stranger and stuff. I'm like, when you hear him sing, it's like, what about this sings country? Like, this is just like, it's like not even John Denver's country.
John Denver's totally country. You shut your fucking mouth.
Willie Nelson is probably on BET Plus.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know that. All right. So, yeah. Sign me up, because if that plus is Willie Nelson, I'm in.
It's because of the weed.
Willie Nelson's on dispensary.org.
Clowndispensary.org.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Like, we were driving around Schaumburg the other day, and I was like, oh, what's a new restaurant opening? I'm like, oh, it's just a fucking another dispensary. Like, we need another one.
Shut your mouth. There's so many.
Every new strip mall they're building, it's like fucking vape store.
Dude, there's two vape stores in every strip mall. Like, why would I go to Vape World?
Vape and weed dispensaries. That's the only thing that opens up here.
You know what? These are the new front businesses, I bet. You know, where it used to be something else, because they don't care if they're losing money, because they're going to just dump their profits and all that. So that must be what it is.
Well, dude, you gotta look at like every celebrity's like, I own a dispensary now, dude. Like the one right by here is what the fuck is it? Sunnydale or something that's owned by fucking Ryan Sandberg or something.
Well, it's good. I think it's a good cash cow, because like what
it is,
it's like
they're never empty.
Cash. It's all cash. You can lie about what you make. So if you want to like throw your money in there and launder it.
I think people should do more weed. Absolutely. You know, it's like in terms of this, it's like, this is a good thing. It's go ahead and do it. Like, who cares? Lighten the hell up and do it.
I don't care about the weed. I'm just, do we need another dispensary? That's like, do we need another vape shop?
No, the vape shops are like, I mean, they're like internet cafes were in the 90s, you know?
Dude, like, so are weed dispensaries now, dude. I can think of like 8 of them around me now.
I've only seen like those Zen Leaf ones, you know?
Dude, there's a million of them now. Huh. Go toward Schaumburg. There's a fucking billion of them. One of them's called Delight, and it looks like a strip club.
down here.
Well, that would be an interesting mix, wouldn't it?
Down here, it's fucking used, like boutique, like clothes stores. They're popping up.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, I want to be like, I get what you're doing, dude. I love your passion. But you don't want a storefront, dude. Like, it's going to be you're going to lose money. You know? I don't know.
No, I hear you. I think this weekend there's supposed to be a vintage fair or something like that over at that.
There is. Yeah, there is.
Vintage Fest. What is it?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, I think it's called Vintage Fest. Yeah.
Yeah, those guys came up to me when I was at Kane last year. Like, you guys should go. Like, hey. It's like, okay.
There's no way if any of this is outside that it's going to be enjoyable for anybody.
No.
It's going to suck because it literally rained ice chips today. Well, you
know, it's like, it fucking rained ice today.
I wore shorts and it was 70 degrees outside yesterday. So
I'm like, you know, you get like pebble ice sometimes or like the little nuggets that you get in your drink. That's what came out of the sky.
Yeah, I had shorts on today too, but it was also 29 degrees out here.
That's fair, you know.
Oh shit, that's fair for February there. Holy shit!
Well, dude, it's been pretty mild. Dude, yeah, it's gonna be 43 again this weekend, so it's not been bad.
Good.
I kind of like global warming.
I don't like it when it gets colder because of that. You know, it's like.
But we haven't been colder.
No, but remember like last year and the year before we had that polar vortex bullshit?
It's all like, government. I could do without that. Chemtrails. That was all part of the chemtrails.
Damn it. And Monique is at the center of this.
Yes, dude, totally.
That's chemtrails plus.
No, yeah, that's Mexico plus, dude.
Mexico. Canada's Mexico plus.
Oh, what's that about?
Global warming, dude. That's they're like that's Mexico plus.
Oh yeah, it's funny. Like
it's like double it and pass along.
Shouldn't they be like, well, the ice caps are in Canada. Shouldn't Canada take responsibility?
Dude, you just wait. Next year, they're going to have IRS Plus for your taxes, probably. You got the free version of the IRS, but then you have IRS Plus.
I thought there was a bill, and like you know, I thought they're going to like kill the IRS.
I think that bill comes up literally every year. Like it's been there since like 1996, and it's just never been.
Yeah, you just didn't read it. This year, they said we're going to kill the IRS and bring in IRS Plus.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and actually, they're like, okay. We're going to charge you extra taxes, but you get a free Netflix sign-in.
Yeah, and next year we're also going to get Super Bowl Plus.
Yeah, Super Bowl. Did you guys watch that?
I did watch the Super Bowl.
Did you enjoy the experience? I heard the game was good, but the ending sucked.
I liked the game. The game was all right. Halftime
was like Mahomes anyway, so.
I don't like Mahomes. I think he's got a big fucking forehead, and I can't stand his wife or his brother.
That's such a weirdly specific thing to say about a guy.
Just being honest.
Okay. You don't like his brother? Why? What did his brother do?
Justin Plus.
Yeah, dude, Justin Plus.
His fucking brother's just a fucking douchebag. I can't stand him. Can't stand his brother.
That is fair.
His brother's a no-talent ass clown that just uses his brother for fame. That's why I don't like him.
He drinks Billy beer.
He's not even as good as Billy Beer. If he came out with Billy Beer, I might give him a look.
Right? Billy Beer.
you're so fucked up. There's still Bengals fans like crying, dude, about what? Like the Chiefs, dude. It's like these fucking guys. It's like get the fuck over yourself, dude. As a fucking no horse in the game, dude. Like I watched that Bengals Chiefs game. Yeah, that was weird. It was a weird call where that play was called dead and they let it happen. But like you zoomed out and you see the official running, blowing the whistle, and they just didn't hear it. You know? It's like, come on, dude. Like, lighten the fuck up. Your team lost. Like, when the Bills lost to the Bengals, I said, you know what? They got their ass kicked.
Table sales in Buffalo went down 39% that day.
Yeah, I know, dude.
And then
there's a wing shortage.
Yeah, we'll see, dude. Who knows what next year holds? Chicago Bears might be moving. Hey,
no, they already signed a lease.
Yeah, they bought the land, but they don't have the money to build the stadium yet. And our governor's saying he's not giving them any money.
Yeah, well, the mayor said that too. And whatever gambit she played, you know, just did not pan out.
Well,
what are you gonna do with Soldiers Field, dude?
if Pritzker already is on the way out, this is going to seal his deal. He's not going to get reelected. If you know, like whoever does going up against Pritzker, I'll give him money. I'll vote him in,
dude. I mean, I honestly think it'd be dumb not to build the stadium because then you'll get Super Bowl and then you'll get fucking shit tons of money off of that.
You think they'd actually have that here in this temperature though?
Yeah, because it'd be a dome.
So there you go. Do it.
They're not building an open air. They want a dome.
Field is what it is. They'll still do the occasional like soccer game and like
concerts.
Well, it's not the occasional soccer game. The Soldier Field is now the official home of the Chicago Fire, so they have a team there.
Oh, there you go. Fuck them then.
Well, if they have some, I mean, I saw Elton John there this year, you know, and I've seen like three other concerts there, and it's big, and you know, it's
really though for an NFL stadium though, it is not big.
Yeah,
I've been to college stadiums that seat more people.
Yeah, I mean, but College Bowl and like, have you been to Notre Dame?
I've never been to Notre Dame. No,
I would imagine a place like that where it's so huge, it would be like, I mean, that's like multi-generational huge. So it's like I could see that being bigger.
Really not that huge though. It's just an old stadium.
Yeah, it's old bowl stadium that you know. That's the difference. I mean, you can fit like three times as many in college stadium because they don't have actual seats; they just use bleachers.
Yeah. Yep.
But like I've been to Camp Randall up in Wisconsin. That stadium seats 94,000 people. Soldier Field only fits 60,000.
I ran the stairs once at like a Yale Bowl, like where that was. That was a bitch. Ugh, That sucked.
Yeah. Some of these college teams have nice stadiums. Yeah. Camp Randall's a fun. If you ever get a chance, go to a Wisconsin football game, dude. It's a fucking experience.
I've been up there, man. That stadium's awesome.
Was that the Badgers?
Yeah, the Badgers, dude. A football game up there, dude, is fun. It's like going to an NFL game for like $20.
Well, that's how it is for the Longhorns here, man. It's crazy. Yeah.
So I was gonna show you guys a little something that I got.
Well, please keep it in your pants.
Justin Plus.
Let me just whip this out. It is Justin Plus, actually.
Plus. So, yeah, he's like undoing his pants. He's like, I got something to show you guys.
They've been undone for hours. So I actually signed up for the selfie series of Hasbro Pulse, where they actually scan your face and then they will put it on the body of an action figure. So, and you get your choice, and I chose the Ghostbusters. So I'm going to get as close as possible. The hair is like kind of off, but I need isn't that crazy?
Huh. Yeah. Take a better picture and send that to me.
Yeah, I'll definitely send you a picture. So it says rookie on it, and he's dressed up like a Ghostbuster. So, you know, his proton pack, all that kind of stuff.
Do they have a more portly body so I can make one for myself?
No, and I looked for it too. So you could be a Power Ranger, like a guy or a girl. You could be Snake Eyes from G.I. Joe or
a girl ninja.
What, does he have a mask?
Snake Eyes?
Yeah, but it's your head on his body. So you could be Spider-Man, Iron Man, Black Widow, or Black Panther. And I didn't opt for the Black Panther.
I would have done the Black Panther, man. Put that shit on.
Dude, I'm just thinking of Burt Wonderstone, where they're like, male head, lady body.
Wow, what an obscure reference.
Dude, did you ever watch that movie? That was great. When he's like,
Yeah, I've definitely seen it.
Lady body.
That's a great Jim Carrey role, actually. That's like Jim Carrey steals that scene.
That's all I'm thinking about when you're like, I scanned my head and can put it on a different body.
I scanned my head so I can put it on an action figure.
A Justin Cooper fleshlight. It's just your mouth.
That comes in the box.
I'd like to order myself one coop.
Hold with teeth.
You go in with teeth.
And it comes with his action figure. It's his head on Dolly Parton's body.
Well, I mean, you get to pick him, so it's like, what are you going to say, no? And I'd like it to say Jolene on the box.
It's his head on Roseanne Barr's body.
So I was just thinking about stuff that I had done or watched this week. I did watch Shrinking. I know, I think Justin and I talked about that show a little bit.
Yeah, it's when you get in a cold pool.
Yeah, that's Shrinkage. So, but no, I'm talking about Shrinking with Jason Segel and who else in it? Harrison Ford. Ford, right? Heard of him? Yeah. So, and the wife of that guy on Scrubs, she's the producer's wife, and she plays the next door neighbor. She was kind of like the girl that was Drew Carey's friend on the Drew Carey show.
Okay.
Remember? She played Kate. Yeah. So she's the next door neighbor on it. But the show is freaking awesome. Like, it's a really funny show. Jason Segel is so good at opposite of Harrison Ford. It's really fun watch. You like it?
I'm guessing. So I haven't watched it at all.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, it's good. I think that.
I'll take your word for it. Because, yeah, I mean, you were waiting for me to chime in. I haven't watched it.
Yeah. Episode 5's out. I started watching that other one that you talked about. That one, The Shrink Next Door, and it's depressing me.
I did watch that. Like, that was.
I had to stop on like episode 9 or something like that. And I'm like, I have to stop this because Paul Rudd is depressing me. And Will Ferrell is so friggin' good in this role. You know,
I couldn't believe that that's a real story.
Yeah. Yeah. It's insane.
That dude ripped off that much money, like, stole his whole life, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm here to help you.
I'm your doctor. I'm your friend. I'm Paul Rudd.
I'm your friend, so give me a house.
Maybe you could give me a house.
Dude, that's what he did. That was crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Then he loses it because, yeah, the one thing he didn't do was take care of the fish. Take care of my fish.
shit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, not having that. I started Wednesday, which is pretty good. If you guys watch that, you know, it's
yeah.
It's another one of those things that's like, it's good. It's not a phenomena. You know, no. it's all right. You know, you watch it.
Jones's Morticia is great.
Yeah. Yeah. And Luis Guzman.
Yeah.
Awesome. Love him. And I don't know why people were complaining. I'm like, he's fantastic in this role.
Dude, I don't know why people are complaining. They're in it for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's all this knee-jerk reaction bullshit, you know?
He fits, though, dude. He just, like, you know.
He's so good, dude.
Goofy. Dude, actually, him and Catherine Zeta-Jones together, they work.
It's awesome. Yeah, and she's amazing, you know, in this. It's funny, too, because you see, like, all these people, like, getting upset. They're like, dude, did you see that HBO Max, HBO Plus took the Flintstones off? That sucks, man. It's like, you didn't watch the Flintstones. That's why they're not on anymore.
They gave Velma season 2.
Oh, fuck that show, dude. I watched 3 episodes. I'm just not interested.
You know it's bad when Justin says a Scooby-Doo show sucks.
Yeah, seriously. You know, and it's like there's really nothing for me there. So I have no interest.
I haven't even watched it. I have no desire to watch it.
I'm upset that I took the time to watch that, and I should have been watching the new Night Court.
Once you told me it sucked, I was like, yeah, it must really suck.
Yeah, dude, it's bad. You know, it's just not what I want. So it's like, I don't care anymore, you know? Like, oh, yeah, here's Velma, and she's doing experiments as a little kid, and now that she did something and her mom's eyes popping out. I'm like, what? What is this shit?
I watched a fucking porno one time, and it was like...
way better. way better.
Velma.
Better acting, better lighting, surprisingly. Like, you know, they had a great key grip on that.
I watched the porno too when it was in the Addams Family, and it was like Wednesday, and like she was fucking like, oh my god, dude.
hold on, I want to hear this.
All I'm thinking about is Onyx the Fortuitous. What's in the bag? It's anime. It's
a brother and sister. I gotta see that movie. Is that is that out anywhere yet?
No, I watched it on the Sundance Festival. I dropped the $20. I wanted to watch it.
Did you get to keep it at least?
No, you don't. That was bullshit. I just really wanted to watch it. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I
do want to see it. Yeah.
You know, I liked it.
Well, how was the quality?
The quality is great. Like as far as like the cinematography and stuff, dude, it's top notch. But yeah, I liked it. I mean, a lot
of good people in it.
If you're a fan of the short skits on YouTube, you'll be a fan of the show. If you don't like the YouTube skits, then yeah, you're not gonna like it.
Does he do Arby's guy?
He doesn't do Arby's guy, but he definitely does some shit that that's fucking hilarious. like the movie starts out with that great like Onyx video, like a YouTube one almost, and you're like, that's fucking great.
So let's bring this one home then with Matt. Let's what's your weekend geek?
Let's see. I spent a lot of my time going through a bin of Fisher Price Little People.
Yeah, I saw those.
And I learned a lot, man. Like I learned that like there's some Fisher Price Little People that are worth some fucking.
It's money. Like I learned a lot. You used to call them midgets. Now we call them little people.
Yeah.
They don't like it when you call them that.
Little people plus.
We just call them people minus.
Yeah, people minus. No, but like going through those, dude, it's like I brought back some great memories, man, because I remember playing with some of that shit like when I was a kid. And it's just like going back and kind of researching it, and it's like it's cool that like I get to do that. You know, just,
he's like, look, there's a hole in the bottom of the little people. You can put your weed in it.
Pretty much.
Dude, why are you unsheathing a sword back there?
Got it. I just killed a spider.
Nice.
You really break out a like World War II sword to kill spiders?
That is legit what this is, and yes.
Oh god, dude.
That's my that's my grandfather's military.
You break out fucking Colonel Klink's fucking sword and you're like, die, spider.
Yeah,
That's how it goes around here, man. Like, mess with me, you get the saber. The saber plus.
Is that what you use to open your mail?
I mean, I wasn't gonna use the dark saber, you know.
But yeah, that's all that research for fucking the little people. I already scored, man, because I did a market on a Saturday, and I was going through some stuff, and this dude had two big bags of just like little people parts, and there was Ronald McDonald, little, like, you know, the shape of a little, like, you know, the round base,
yep. But then
the Ronald McDonald sculpt, and I just like looked it up, and I knew that that piece was like $50, dude.
Wow, what are the collectors for this, like?
Oh, dude, more than what I thought, because I've been selling this shit left and right, dude.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude. People, like, I looked up, like, what was selling, and people like it paired up. Like, not necessarily what sets go with what, but, like, you know, they like a couple of, like, the people with a couple of, like, accessories, and they just like to build a scene. So I spent the day, like, kind of building, like, all these little scenes. I've been selling them, dude, $20-$30 a pop, but...
A guy named Herb in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, pretty much. It's all like fucking Ethel and like fucking Kansas, dude, you know, like
none of these guys are going to be like eBay dicks, right? You know, they'll be like, we just want our shit. And,
well,
you know.
I'll be upset because, yeah, I messaged Matt about asking for a discount and he never responded to me.
Dude, that fucking message came up, and before I saw it was you, I got so red hot. I fucking lying. I showed this to Shannon. I'm like, oh, you won't even fucking believe this. I'm like, it's from Justin. I'm like, it's a fucking asshole, dude.
Dude, that was great. I was like, I'll gladly pay more. What's my little rascal scooter?
Oh, man.
Well, no, how they started out, I was like, I'm in an iron lung and I just got released from a mental hospital. My little rascal scooter payments, dude.
Did you message him about M&M stuff?
I did.
Oh, my God. I love that.
But then today, for my other part of Week in Geek, I was at Target. And I found two of the giant turtles. I found a Raphael and I found a Donatello.
Nice.
Dude, those sell for like $21.99, dude. Like, it's insane how cheap they are.
What do they go for in the store?
Fucking $24.99, maybe.
Okay.
$21 or $24.99, something like that. But on eBay, they sell for like $60-$70 a pop, dude. Wow. Like on the flipper market, but
yeah. What's like around here? I just every time I go and look at in Target or anything, they don't have any turtle stuff.
Yeah, all the fucking resellers find it.
Yep.
Well, no, like, they don't even have a spot. There's not a place on the planogram.
Well, because they can't even put it out because it sells so quick.
Yep. Yeah. Like, I bought all those figures at Walmart because I was like, fuck it, I'll just buy them and sit on them.
Oh, what'd you get?
I got the three. They're the pizza shooter ones.
Oh, cool. Nice.
So I got the set of those guys, and then I bought the set of the ones that their backs open up, the, like, store
yep. toys. Shelves.
Yeah, I got that set, too. Because, yeah, I went to two Walmarts, and they had them, so I'm like, fuck it, I'll buy them.
The only turtle stuff I've seen is that they had the last Ronin figure, and they're still sitting on the human Splinter and Shredder two-pack. That's all I've seen.
Well, I've noticed too, over by the figures for Walmart, not in like the classy figures, they're over in like the cheap toys. They have a set of Ninja Turtles too. That's like a cheap NECA knockoff too.
Oh, huh.
Yeah, like it's not as detailed, but it's like they're $20 each, and you're like,
the Loyal Subjects. That's what they are. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen those.
The ones in the trench coats.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I bought one of those today too.
They're different scale for sure, like different plastic and all that. You know, someone's gonna buy it.
Yeah, I mean, they're not as detailed, but for $20, what do you expect?
Ninja Turtles Plus.
Exactly. The thing that I've noticed
scales from the sewers plus.
Everybody buys it, and then they want to dump it. They're like, oh, I gotta sell this. It's like, why did you buy it then? You know,
take it to a toy show in April.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense for you to do that, but I'm just saying it's like this guy can't pay his rent, and then he's like, oh man, can you buy me like a storage shell, Leo? You're like, okay.
I mean, he's in an iron lung and just got out of a fucking mental
hospital. Yeah, like that guy.
Computer payments, dude.
That's like the action figure fandom when it's like that, and it's like, why are you doing that? Oh, I need to get it. I'm like, okay.
I finally put those fucking Legos up on OfferUp. I bought a big giant tub of Star Wars Legos. I got them at Walmart like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I was just thinking you were still here when you got those.
I got those, and I put them up, finally went through them, and I kind of like, I'm like, I'm not going through these fucking Legos, dude. So I just looked at the books. I added up before if they were 100% complete, and I took off like 30% because I don't know if they're complete. I don't give a fuck if they're complete. That's not my problem. That's whoever buys it from.
Yeah.
And I listed them, I think, for like $600. And I said, I'm open to offers. And I was getting low ball, dude. I was like 20, 40, 20. And I would just block them, dude, instantly. And I got one guy who's like, I'll give you 300. I'm like, 450, and you can take them. And he's like, 400. And I'm like, 450. And he's like, 400. And I'm like, well, I'm not coming down to 400, dude. I've knocked $150 off. And whatever. But it's just low ball. They just like, whatever, dude. I don't know. It's just like, I hate stuff like that. Fucking collectors are so fucked. There, it's just another book. Only people that are trying to buy them from me are other resellers.
Yep,
that's all it is, dude. You know,
that sucks.
Like, I have them, but you want them to resell. That's what I'm doing. You know,
I'll do it. Trust me. I sat there one day. I'm like, what if reselling is just all resellers just buying shit off each other? That's what's supporting all of us.
It's not, dude, because I sell a lot of stuff. Like a lot of that M&M stuff that's moving, it's going to people that really want it.
But you're not running a charity either, too, you know?
Exactly, dude. It's like, I understand, like, you have to
go. What are you talking about? I did start my business as a charity, so that way it's all tax write-offs.
Yeah, which reminds me, I need to go there for church.
Yes, we have church on Tuesdays.
But yeah,
Church Plus.
It's Church Plus Plus.
Come to my website, Holy Land Plus.
The extra plus is because we're on a mission from God.
It's extra plus is for the kids.
That's what my religion is. They're like, what do you call it? I call it plus.
It has an unfortunate name. It's Epstein Plus.
Service Plus. That's what you go you come to.
Plus, what's the plus for? Sodomy.
I'm not hearing no. Yeah.
The extra plus is for the sins. For the sin.
It's like 1-800 mattress. Leave off the last S for savings. Leave off the plus.
The extra S on plus is for sex. Oh, fuck.
Do I have a rotary phone? Yes. Oh man. Well, that probably brings us to the end. N plus. Any other closing thoughts there, fellas?
I'm gonna start God Plus and Porno Plus.
I don't see why you wouldn't, and that seems like a sound investment.
Yes.
Person who bought BurgerKing.com and then made a mint selling it back to them.
Okay. Yeah, just like I'm going to start, you know, KKK Plus, plus the Black Lives Matter Plus, plus the Proud Boys Plus. Plus.
I like it. You're diversifying, you know, so it's like no one can, you know.
Dollars, like, hey, dollars don't discriminate.
Yeah.
Green ain't, yeah, green don't, yeah. There's no color but green, dude, or whatever the saying is. And that leads you back to 20 is a 20. So
my wallet doesn't discriminate.
Mine does. It apparently doesn't like greenbacks. It just can't keep them.
The only person that my wallet discriminates against is myself.
Yeah, it's just me. Yeah. Well, I told you not to spend all that money on those Ninja Turtles. So
I didn't. I spent it all on the Plus apps.
How many streaming services do you think you have right now?
Like 10.
Fuck, I got Disney Plus.
Yeah, there's one.
I got the Hulu.
Okay. ESPN Netflix. Plus, right?
Paramount Plus. ESPN Plus.
Yep.
Peacock.
Yep, that's seven.
Cock Plus.
Cock Plus.
Peacock. Discovery Plus.
Okay, so that's
HBO Max / Plus. And yeah, that's I think that's all of them. Wow. Oh, and I got. Well, I also have YouTube Premium.
Okay. Yeah. YouTube Premium sure doing you a lot of good.
Dude, I fucking hate watching commercials on YouTube. I actually watch YouTube more than anything, I think.
Yeah, that I was thinking that based on probably a lot. You know, that's where
actually I watched some of our old videos on when me and you made a appearance on the Duo Finds there.
It's a good time there.
It did bring back some good memories.
Bratwurst. I gotta go back to that Cheese Castle and back up to Freak Toys and
Well, this one wasn't the Freak Toys one. I rewatched when we went to Mighty Con.
Oh, that was with the guy that shit his pants.
No, not the guy who shit his pants. That was the one in the one by your house.
Yeah,
but that that wasn't the one that fucking Brightburn shit his pants. It was the one
they're off of Manchester Road, dude.
It's a good con. They got some.
Yeah, that's the one I watched. The one where you guys are talking turtles, and then Matt cuts to me sleeping on the floor because I was so bored.
Yeah,
that's Comic-Con Plus.
It was. That's the plus is for a nice spot to sleep.
Maybe if you subscribe to Plus, you get a free stick of deodorant.
We did. That was the one where we met the chalk girl.
Yeah, the plus is your chalk girl.
Okay. All right. On that note, you can check us out at Geek Life HQ on Plus, or not Plus, whatever, on Instagram, on Twitter, or you can check
Instagram
out Geek Life HQ on Facebook.
Chalk girl plus does Alice.com.
Yeah. clown plus
clown penis dot fart
dot plus. Plus. Yes. And we will see you next time.
Maybe we won't see you, but you can listen to us.
Yeah, you won't see us either because it's all audio.
I got a face for radio.
Are you a fan of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic books? Then Epic Tales from the Sewers is a podcast for you. We cover the comic books, video games, movies, cartoons, and anything else turtle related. We talk about the toys, we talk about the cereal, we talk about all the fun things about turtles that we love so much. So give a listen. You can find us on iTunes, Google Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. Check out Epic Tales from the Sewers, part of the Epic Airways Podcast Network. Give a listen, dudes. Cowabunga is this podcast for you.
Greetings! We are the Retro Reductopus Cephala Podcast, the bi-weekly show that celebrates all the things that made growing up awesome.
He's right. We wax philosophic about lots of geeky crap like old video games and movies, toys, cartoons. I don't know, help me out here.
Music. Pants. Quoting video games that don't have dialogues.
Shabibers.
Tasty news.
Unnecessarily long Japanese onomatopoeia.
Butt breathers.
Uncomfortable nature facts.
Or how to install a samoplange.
And unlike all those other podcasts, we at Retro Red Octopus have an exciting rotating host schedule.
Do we?
We sure do.
So, if you didn't like the guy flapping his gums this week,
like me,
worry not, gentle listener. Next week, we'll have a whole new host.
Of problems.
Hey. They might still suck, but they'll suck differently.
And you know what's really cool? Retro Reductopus is part of the Dorkening and Inebriar podcast networks, with new episodes every Tentacle Tuesday.
Which is like every other Tuesday. We named it.
Anyways, you can listen to us at iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, or any podcast player cool enough to carry the only show that celebrates all things that make growing up awesome.
Hey, what's going on? I'm Steven.
And I'm Sammy.
and we are the hosts of the CSI Vegas Files audio podcast.
If you're a CSI fan with some time to kill, we offer weekly episodic breakdowns starting from season one. Every week, we rate, review, offer fun facts, and expose continuity errors, all while reminiscing about one of the greatest franchises in TV history.
So grab your magnifying glass, your fingerprint powder, and your listening device, and listen to us on all major podcasts and distributors, and on the Dorkening Podcast Network.